with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting President Trump wants Elon Musk to check to make sure that America's gold reserves are still at Fort Knox in Kentucky.
And there's been a conspiracy theory brewing for quite some time that there is no actual gold there, and that there's been no audit of whether or not the gold is still in Fort Knox. President Trump said that he wants Elon Musk to look into that. If the gold's not there, he's going to be very upset. This is something that Elon Musk, who was traveling with the president, has been posting about on social media for several days now. This has been gaining steam in some right-wing circles. However, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says, don't worry about it, the gold actually is there. He said that there is regularly check on the status of the gold. There's nothing to worry about.
Correspondent Chris Magirian reporting. Linda McMahon, President Trump's pick to head the Education Department, is one step closer to confirmation.
McMahon passed the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, or HELP, Committee on Thursday, sending her nomination to the full Senate. McMahon has said she agrees with President Trump that the Department of Education should be shut down and its critical functions moved to other departments. Neither she nor the president wish to cut funding Congress has appropriated for schools. McMahon has drawn no opposition from Republicans, meaning her confirmation is virtually assured. Bob Hagner reporting.
The Israeli military says the remains of two child hostages have been identified, but another body released by Hamas was not the boy's mother. Hamas terrorists had turned over four bodies Thursday under the tenuous ceasefire that has paused over 15 months of war. Israel confirmed one body was that of Oded Lifshitz, who was 83 when he was abducted during the Hamas attack that started the war in 2023. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 450 points, the Nasdaq dropped 29, the S&P lower by 26. This is SRN News. Scotland illustrates the problem with buffer zone laws.
Those statutes, which are being replicated in many places, including here in the U.S., bar people from demonstrating outside abortion clinics. But what if you were just standing there silently with a sign that says, I'm here to talk, but only if you want to? In Scotland, the police will run you off. That's what happened this month to an elderly pro-lifer who bore her sign outside a hospital in Glasgow. The cops said her silent vigil might obstruct access to abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
During his trip to the United Arab Emirates this week, Secretary of State Marco Rubio visited Abu Dhabi's Abrahamic Family House, which contains a church, a synagogue, and a mosque on its grounds. It was established 2 years ago by the UAE government under international pressure over repression of Christians and Jews in the country. However, proselytizing outside the Islamic faith remains illegal. SRN News. 17 years in the making, Microsoft says it has developed its first quantum computer chip. BBC correspondent Chris Vallance reports.
Quantum computers use the principles of particle physics to solve problems that the types of machines in our phones and laptops, so-called classical computers, just can't. Among the tantalizing possibilities, discovering new ways to create vital chemicals like fertilizers or better batteries. But some experts believe computers capable of this are decades away. Microsoft has taken a high-risk strategy, pursuing quantum systems based on so-called Majorana particles that only existed in theory.
IBM and Google have previously announced developments of their own quantum computer chips, as have a number of smaller companies. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.